True Origins by Cuckoo Don't Pray. It was chaos. It had to be. It roamed free after it escaped. Light hadn't seen his father in a long time. His twin brother, Dark, had just betrayed him to help their father. Chaos and Dark roamed free, albeit their mother, Order, had just been taken. She was the only entity that could handle his father. Now, with his own brother's help, Order had been captured. It was up to Light to restore Order. At first, Chaos and Order were equal identities. Neither managed to defeat each other. There was always balance. But then, Chaos and Order struck each other, leaving wounds that bled out. The blood mixed together, and out of that blood, Light and Dark were born, originally as the Light Twins. However, once upon a time, evil had corrupted one of the Light brothers and turned him into Dark. Just like their parents, they were evenly matched, until that one day when Dark and Chaos decided to collaborate. Light pondered, where would Chaos take Order? Maybe to the dark depths of Saris. That was the birthplace of all things evil. Order would never be able to escape. Then all of a sudden, Light remembered that he and his brother could swap bodies for a few seconds. This was because they were the same entity, just different sides of that entity. He had no choice. His brother would be aware that he was coming after him. It didn't matter. Order had to be restored. He used the ink. Light appeared within his brother and he saw darkness. And then chaos descended. Swap back, was Light's first thought. As if by command, his spirit returned to his body. Fear embodied Light. He had just been in Saris, the lair of chaos, the place of no return. He would need some help to smite his brother and his father. His first choice for help was Pain, who was neither good nor bad. He just wandered wherever he pleased and was not trustworthy. Light mused, no, Pain might betray me. His next choice were the Twins of Death, Leros and Piros. They were indeed trustworthy and always willing to help. Perfect, he resolved. His decision made, he went to the outskirts of Saris and there found the twins' lair. He'd been there multiple times. He entered. O Death Twins, brothers mighty, masters of life, I call upon you for some help. Help? Why come to us? Unless you want someone to feel death. But no one should feel death unless it's their time. Chaos is free. My brother Dark helped him. Order has been taken, so the universe will fall out of balance. I need you to put death upon chaos. But spare my brother. His entity has been taken over by evil, but his heart is good. No one should ever deserve death, not even chaos. You must prove yourself worthy enough to handle the power to place death on anyone. How shall I prove it to you? You must create a safe haven where light and dark, chaos and order can be balanced. They shall never escape from there. So I must create a haven from where my brother, chaos and order, and I cannot escape. But I, myself, will not be free. That is how you should prove yourself worthy of possessing death. You must sacrifice your freedom for the well-being of the universe. That is all we shall say. Light left the lair in dismay and decided that if the well-being of the universe was at stake, he must make great sacrifices. So he got to work. First of all, he grabbed a few burnt hot stars and crumpled them together. That would be the core. He then used a fraction of his energy to bring light to the planet. He then wept because he finally realized that he would have no freedom. Those tears fell on the world and became the ocean. He created mountains and trees and plants and a friend for the lonely planet. He called this friend the moon. And last of all, he took a piece of his heart and placed it next to a tree. Out of that heart, a man grew in his own shape. All of a sudden, He felt the power of death. He ran to Cyrus, burst into the lair of chaos. "I have power," he yelled. "You shall release order or you will feel the touch of death." A chasm of fear engulfed chaos. He could see that light was clearly telling the truth. With a flourish, he opened the gates that held order prisoner, and an ensuing wave hit the lair of chaos. But it was not another wave of tears, but rather one of darkness. Light realized that this was his forfeit driving them onto the planet that he had created, imprisoning them in human minds. The last thing any of them heard was Lara saying, "You will now be trapped in this planet forever, while my brother and I rule the universe." Part 2. Light woke up. His eyes adjusted to his surroundings. He lifted himself up. "Where am I?" He walked around. "Wait," he thought. "Why can't I move freely? Is this my brother's doing?" That was the moment that he remembered. He had been pushed into the primordial planet that he had created many millennia ago. The twin brothers of death had tricked him. How could Laros and Pelos do that, he thought. He laid back down. He felt weak. Then he thought, if I'm here, then that means that dark, chaos, and order are here too. They must be feeling like me, weak and powerless. We're just mere mortals now. The clouds growled. Funny, I don't remember putting those there, he thought. Meanwhile, on the same island, darkness woke up. He instantly remembered what happened. But then there was a voice in his head saying, "Link," over and over again. Upon hearing this, he used the link. His brother Light spoke to him. "Darkness, we are on Earth, the planet I made a long time ago. We were sent here by the Death Twins. Come find me." It dawned on them that their link hadn't been severed. They could still communicate. That was good. But then, chaos and order woke up. They were together as usual, but they had been fused into one person. At one period of time, order was in control. At another, chaos would be in control. It was a spontaneous change. They never knew who was going to be in control and when. After a few hundred years, they got used to the changes, and eventually they grew to like each other. After all this confusion, a light appeared in the sky. They all saw it. It was a very strong beam of light, and as soon as they saw it, they knew what it was. A way out. But then they realized it must have been a trap set by the Death Twins to defeat them once and for all. All the entities had to work together to destroy the Death Twins. That was the only way for them to defeat them. Unsure of what to expect, they all traveled to the beam of light. Light and dark met up on the way there. They had resolved their feud during the times that they had used the link. They met up and hugged each other. "Let's go," Dark shouted, running to the light. Light smiled. It had been a long time ever since Dark had chased his brother for pleasure. Most of the other times, it had been because Light was trying to stop him. Meanwhile, Chaos and Order had bonded with each other as well. They recalled them with tough battles and best draws. Order had forgiven Chaos for everything that he had done. When they all travelled at the beam of light, there was a portal. They entered that portal and they were instantly transformed into their original entities. "What's the point of all that?" Light shouted. A voice from behind said, "Do you not see? There is no evil in this world anymore. All this adventure you had was to bring all the entities together to face a darker force." Light instantly knew the force. It was pain. As he pondered this, the clouds rumbled. The newly formed quartet were on the right side of justice. Chaos, light, dark, and order. They had no idea what their greater foe was. The deadly duo had been particularly vague. Maybe it was one of the founding fathers from whom their bloodline had descended. They thought that they had been sealed in Cyrus, but had probably escaped. How? Light exclaimed. Meanwhile, the group's deductions had come to a conclusion. It was indeed a founding father. A cacophony of silence washed over them as they realized that terror was hunting them like prey. The end.